Moncrief on News Talk.
To more important things, baking. Have you ever been on the hunt for a recipe, right? And then you find the most delicious one and it's in cups. And then you have to convert it to grams, or it doesn't even turn out good because of all your hard work. You may not be the problem. Aisling Larkin is a food writer and she joins me on the line. Aisling, good afternoon.
Hi, Stephanie.
Aisling, what is a cup?
I hear your pain. A cup. So a cup is basically, we're not talking about bra sizes today. We're talking about baking. We are talking about the measurements for how Americans classically weigh and measure their ingredients when they're baking. So they tend to go in a cup, a half cup, a quarter cup, an eighth of a cup, where we like to keep it in grams and kilograms. So
because a cup is so subjective. Like if you look in my cupboard, I've got mugs, I've got tiny little cups, I've got teacups that my pinky can't fit into. Like, you know, is there
so
a standard cup?
Absolutely, there is a standard cup and it is none of those. So a standard cup, so there's very specific measurements, I suppose, in terms of cups. So cups are measuring volume, whereas our weighing scales are measuring in weight. So a standard cup is about 250 mils, but then you can't just automatically convert that into grams and say, oh, well, that's 250 grams, because when you start measuring weights instead of volumes, you get very different things. So example, a cup of flour might be about 120 grams, but a cup of brown sugar is 220 grams.
Because sugar is heavier than flour.
Exactly. And then butter is about 220, and something like honey weighs in really heavy at about 340 grams. So it's not okay to just grab a recipe and a mug or a cup from the press and go, one cup of flour, one cup of butter, one cup of sugar. And
but if I'm using the same cup, does it not matter? Is it like relevance? You know, so if I use one cup, a mug that says News Talk on it, I use one mug, one News Talk mug of flour, and then it says half a cup of sugar. Is it okay because it's the same proportion? It's half the flour of the sugar. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you're following a recipe that is all cups, then I mean, on a vague, run. You're going to be pretty much all right. The problem would be if that it was, you know, giving you one ingredient in cups and then you were converting another one to grams and one was butter and one was flour. That's where the difficulty arises.
My grandmother once told me that if you can read. You can, no, hang on, what did she say? Oh, she said, if you can read, you can cook, but you have to be able to do maths to bake. So I think she meant that like baking is maths. Like it's not just, oh, I think I'll have a dash of this. It's all science in how the active ingredients react to each other. And so the measurements are very important. So why are Americans messing it all up, measuring in volume and not weight?
You know what? They've been doing it since like the dawn of time, I suppose.
But should they also measure temperature in Fahrenheit?
You see, this is it. I mean, and it, like to convert, because I actually did a little bit of research before this. I mean, the conversions from Fahrenheit to Celsius is absolutely shocking. To convert Fahrenheit to centigrade, we have to subtract by 32, multiply by 5 and divide by 9. And that's how you go from Fahrenheit to Celsius. I mean, you're hard to be broke.
I know. I just learned that 104 is hospital time. Like if you're 104 degrees, you've got a fever and you need to go to hospital. That's all I know.
You know the really ones, yeah, that you really need to know. And other than that, it's not. Look, I think, why do Americans do cups? I think there's definitely nostalgia to it. I mean, who, as you referenced your grandmother there, who did we learn to cook with? In a lot of cases, for my generation particularly, it was grandmother, it was mom in the kitchen. And I think there's probably the nostalgia. A lot of times there's, you know, like I said, for the top, the cups are very specific measuring cups that you buy. It's not just a mug or a cup that you take from the press. And I think there's that. Maybe they're sometimes handed down from families. You know, they're really, really easy to use. There's definitely a comfort and a nostalgia, I think, to it. Plus the fact, if you have American cookbooks, you know, handed down or written, they're all written in cups. So why in God's earth would you go, if you were an American, and buy a digital scales when you can just, you know, use it in cups? I suppose it's when we cross the pond and we begin Googling and we begin finding all of these beautiful American recipes and they're all in cups. It's like, oh man, do we have to convert every single one of these? But you know what? Technology has really moved along. And I would have said, like, up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago, doing the Googling of a recipe and landing on an American one and doing the conversion was really difficult. But a huge amount of websites now have a plugin built in. So they're basically, like for me, like I'm a recipe developer, I'm a recipe writer, a creator. I have my own gorgeous website, aislinglarkin.ie. And in my website, when I write a recipe, I have a little functionality button that I can press that allows me to automatically show my recipe in cups or in grams. And then on a lot of these American websites, what they do now is you can basically just click a button. So if the whole recipe is in cups, it allows you to convert fully to metric. And then you can print out your recipe and you can have it. So in even in 2 or 3 years, we've come a really long way, which is brilliant.
I understand that. I still just think that we should have one there just should be one metric system and one way of measuring. Like, is a cup of flour always the same number of grams of flour?
Yes. So a cup of flour is about 120 grams. A cup of sugar will always be about 200 grams. So in terms of...
Do they have a cup?
Like, so yes, there is a very specific set of measuring cups that you buy. They don't just take a cup out of the cupboard. They have a very specific measuring cup set that you buy that has a cup, a half cup, a quarter cup, and an eighth of a cup. Just like if you buy measuring spoons, you've got a tablespoon, a teaspoon, a half tablespoon. So I think that's it. But I think it's really funny. Like, I think sometimes we have, you know, in terms of personalities, even of who we are and how we do things, there's some people who kind of like the slightly more casual approach and the easy approach using the cups. And it's like, oh, it's easy because it's one cup of sugar, a half cup of flour. Whereas if you're somebody who likes precision and accuracy, or if you're baking, you know, yeast cookery or macarons or something like that, it has to be very precise. And in that case, I think the digital scales is by far the way to go.
But I think, you know, when they say like half a cup, that seems really casual. It seems like you half fill the cup that you had one full cup of. But actually, there is a half cup. It is another cup and you fill that. Do you know what I mean? It's so confusing. I've baked with cups and they say like, oh, half a cup of flour. But it's not a half a cup. It's a full half cup. And that just infuriates me. We have a text here saying, my grandmother always said baking is alchemy. It took me years to figure out what alchemy meant. Mim in Cork. It is alchemy, yes. Especially if you're making with Cork. My wife is American. She has a cup measuring jug. I'm pretty sure you can buy them easy enough. Yeah, I'm sure you can. But it's also like, why doesn't she just have a scales and measure?
Measure them out. No, what I found though, and particularly at home, I have 3 children and my eldest is 11. But last summer, she got really big into cooking and baking. And for her, the cups really allowed this independence because she, you know, with this digital scale, sometimes you've got to turn it on and it goes to zero and it goes to tear and it's on. And is it weighing in grams or is it weighing in ounces and pounds? And she always, at the start of every little cookery session, she always said to me, Mom, will you just set this up? Mom, you press the button. Whereas when it was the cups and she was using cups as her measurements, because she was, this is the hilarious thing, she was Googling recipes. And I'd say, honey, I've got one of those recipes on my website. Oh, it's okay, Mom. It's okay. I've just found another recipe somewhere else. It's fine. And she would land on an American site somewhere that had cups. So we would take out the measuring cups. But it meant that she could cook on her own without having to check anything with me. So it gave her that independence. And I think anything that is... removes a barrier to getting people to cooking, particularly that younger generation. Like if cups get her started, then I'm all on for her doing that.
So are you saying that Americans are children? Are you saying that Americans don't have the capacity to use a weighing scales and that is why they have this juvenile system of cups?
I think they can use scales if they had to. I just think they're a bit more type B personalities. They're maybe just a bit more casual about it.
Annette has texted us in to say, I have invaluable sets of measuring spoons plus measuring cups for many years. No problem. Yes, but it means you have to have sets of things, multiple things in the kitchen. My mother is the same. There are drawers in drawers in drawers of little silver spoons that say half a teaspoon. I'm like, you have loads of actual teaspoons. Why don't you just half fill a normal teaspoon? She's like, no, that's not a specific measurement.
It's not the accuracy. See, she likes the accuracy. Or the one that kills me the most is where you've got things like a pinch and a dash. So for technicality, a pinch is 1/16 of a teaspoon.
A
dash is 1/8 of a teaspoon. So if you really wanted to get technical on it, you could.
We have a text in here from Claire and this just gives me the pip. This is the final straw. I'm leaving it at this. It's not just baking. It goes for savoury cooking too. Seeing a cup of onions in a recipe has me reaching for Dorina Allen's book. A cup of onions. I'll give it up. Aisling Larkin, thank you so much. Do you want to give us your website again if we can find so we can find proper recipes?
Thanks, Stephanie. It's been great to chat. AislingLarkin.ie and my Instagram as well. There's loads of gorgeous recipes up there.
Thank you so much. That is Aisling Larkin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.